Yo, what's up? Welcome to Remember Blank, the PlayStation Edition, your Patreon-exclusive show where each and every week we remember a PlayStation greatest hit. I'm your host, Blessing Adelier Jr. I'm joined by Greg Miller and Janet Garcia, and today I'm remembering The Warriors. Originally released on October 17th, 2005, The Warriors is a beat-em-up action brawler that came out on PS2 based on the 1979 movie, and it also serves as a prequel to the movie story. It's sitting at a Metacritic of 84 on PS2. At the time, Jeremy Dunham at IGN said, quote, "There's a lot to like in The Warriors. The gameplay is varied, the combat is deep, and the presentational and multiplayer extras really push it forward. The biggest issue for many may ultimately turn out to be the game's extreme level of violence."
Extreme.
"Expect lots of blood, lots of swearing, and lots of street-level combat. But given its source material, you can't really be that surprised with it. Of course, the sometimes glitchy camera and high difficulty level may not be received so well either. Even so, The Warriors is a great multiplayer experience, and it does amazing things with the license that most people probably wouldn't have expected much from. It's a true step forward in the brawling genre, and in itself is a victory." For me with The Warriors, looking back, it's a game that I want to say I played this game for the first time at my friend's Addison's house. Addison is somebody I bring up often. Yeah. He was the one that he lent me Shadow Colossus and Metal Gear Solid 3 the same week. That changed my life. He was the one that introduced me to Grand Theft Auto games. He had like a lot of Rockstar games.
Rockstar was fucking killing it back in the day.
Rockstar was killing it. Yeah, during PS2 generation. But I remember going to his house one day and he had The Warriors and he started playing it. Usually it would be the thing where he was that friend where I would watch him play video games. And half the time I hated it, but then the other half of the time I'm like, oh, wait, what is this, though? And he booted up The Warriors, and he started playing it.
Barrett's got this B-roll, if you're an audio listener, of The Warriors, and it starts from somebody doing the capture button on their PlayStation the 4 or 5 or whatever.
Oh, hell yeah.
With the little on-air thing up in the right corner.
Wait, he boots up The Warriors, starts playing it, hands me the controller, and we start playing it together.
Yeah.
And immediately I was like, oh, this is actually really fun. And it's fun for what the gameplay is, right? It is very much an action brawler, a beat-em-up game with fighting combat mechanics that are, I think, that were deeper than what I expected out of a game from that era, right? Like, he handed it to me, and it was, hey, you can grapple an enemy, you can punch them, you can bring them to the ground, like, smash their head against walls and shit, right? There was a lot of depth to the combat system, but then on top of that, you had the open levels that you could explore, and like you could steal car radios out of cars, you can rob stores, you can do all this different stuff. I enjoyed it so much that weeks later, I saw it at a GameStop, ended up buying it and playing it for myself and playing the whole thing through, and I just had a blast with it. I think one, for how fun the gameplay was, two, for how different it was, right? I, as a kid, wasn't aware that there was even a Warriors movie. And so I was playing this just as a video game, unaware of like any of the other things surrounding it.
See, that's one of the bummers for me, is that I remember this coming out. I remember being a huge Rockstar fan, but I also remember being like, oh, I've never seen the Warriors movie, so like this isn't for me kind of thing. And I definitely read Dunham's review. I remember reading the IGN review of it and being like, okay, cool. But you know, it was October 2005, so again, I'm old as hell. So I had just graduated college. I had started my job. I was, you know, trying to make every penny go as far as possible. And so a game based on a movie I didn't connect with or have any attachment to, I was like, oh, I'm going to pass on it. But you look at it, I was like, oh, yeah, this looks dope as hell.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, for me, as somebody who didn't even know there was a movie, I had such a blast with this game. Janet, have you gotten to check out this game?
No, but it looks like it like ages pretty solidly, like just in terms of the general mechanics in that loop. I feel like this is one maybe I should go and check out, because like every so often I will go into the weeds on... I like titles like this, right? Where it's like, when you think of best of a generation or of a console, this probably won't make it on there, but it's still a really good experience. So yeah, this is definitely one I'd want to check out.
For me, when I
also didn't see the movie.
If I went through and I listed all my favorite PS2 games, this game would probably make it in my top 15, maybe.
Okay.
I really...
That's pretty high.
I'll take that.
And like, to put it in context, this is a licensed video game in an era where, and I would say even still, right, we don't look at licensed games always as a, oh man, this is going to be a slam dunk, right? Especially during the PS2 generation, you come to license business games expecting them to be some level of trash. And this I'll put in the Spider-Man 2 category of, wow, there's no reason for this game to be this good. And part of that comes from the fact that it is Rockstar during an era where Rockstar is killing it. You're talking about Grand Theft Auto. You're talking about Manhunt. You're talking about Midnight Club and all these other games that they're making around that time that are all, you're talking about Bully. These games that they're putting out that are excellent. And then you're talking about a game that is based on a movie from 1979, right? This is a classic film.
That I feel like anybody who didn't watch it then only knows from the Warriors. Yep. Come on and play. Like, that's all I know from that movie.
Exactly. And I'm somebody who, I enjoyed this game so much as a kid, I went and watched the movie. Nice. When I found the movie and I watched it. And
how was it?
I really enjoyed the movie. Yeah, it's a fantastic movie as well. But yeah, like the story in the game works as a prequel to the movie, which is also a thing that was different, right? And I didn't even realize that when I started the movie. I was like, wait, this is the end of the game. And then like the movie, the end of the game, spoilers for the Warriors video game, the last third of the game takes place during the movie time. But yeah, like playing through the game, having the gameplay be so fun, having this story that was interesting, meeting these different characters that very much belong to their world. You're talking about characters named Swan and Rembrandt and Fox and Snow, and all their names kind of having to do with their role. Like Rembrandt was a really good graffiti artist. There was something about the world that immediately got me in, let alone you're talking about that right now. Barry is showing a cutscene. Cutscenes looked great as well.
Great. This looks great for the time.
Yeah, for the time. I think that it looked fantastic. It played fantastic. And then you're also talking about multiplayer, which was the thing that really made this game for me, where not only is this a beat-em-up action-adventure game, it's one of those that you can play with your friends, and it's using a lot of the learnings that Rockstar has had by this time, where if you remember playing, I believe GTA San Andreas had split screen. It wasn't great, but it was if you're like on the same screen, it would like combine it to one screen, but then if you get too far apart, I believe it would go into split screen. That's how this game functions as well, and you can play through the whole game with a friend in these open-ish levels that do give you room to tackle different objectives at the same time and like really have fun with the sandbox nature of it. The co-op was really fun. Then they also had a bunch of modes for multiplayer. And so I go through, I'm on like the Giant Bomb wiki, right? And they have a bunch of multiplayer modes that they list off. You have a 1v1 mode where you and another player can fight one-on-one. You have War Party where you have two gangs with five to a side fight each other. You have Armying, which is two gangs with nine to a side. And I remember booting that up and trying that. And you have a long list of gangs you can choose from and a lot of different characters. I remember doing the Army mode and being like, this is crazy. Like, we're on a baseball field and it is 9v9 and everybody's brawling and it is chaos, and it was really fun because the fighting in the game was really fun. They had Have Mercy, which is a capture the flag mode, Burner Battle, which is you have to finish a burner while being attacked by other gangs. They had a Battle Royale mode. They had a Wheels of Steel, which is a racing mode using a wheelchair. And then they had King of the Hill, which is where everybody stands on a platform while a timer ticks down and you try your best not to be knocked off. There are so many modes in this game, and a lot of them are genuinely really fun. This is a game that I'm surprised didn't get as much love and reverence in terms of popularity. Everybody who I know that's played the Warriors really enjoys this game, but it doesn't get talked about.
Do you think it would hold up? Like, there's the PlayStation 4 version on PSN right now for $15 and trophies. No platinum, of course, because God damn it.
Does it not have a platinum for real? Yeah. Oh, man.
Being a PS2 classic or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think any of the Rockstar.
Again, stupid.
Yeah. That surprised me. That's a difficult question about whether or not it would hold up. I think it would hold up in the way of if you're able to put yourself in a PS2 mind state, yeah. I think you'll be able to play it fine. But there's just the natural fact that a lot of those games are hard to pick up today because like you're going to pick it up. I'm sure the cameras are going to be inverted, right? I'm sure like you're going to try and do a thing, like you're going to try and grapple an opponent and you're going to have to do a few tries before it actually gets off right. But for playing it at the time, I remember playing the game playing so solidly well that if you're somebody who genuinely is like, oh, this looks like my shit, I really want to give this a college try and really, really want to get into it.
Yeah.
I think it's one you'd be able to get into today. I think it's at its core, it's just a beat 'em up. You know, with a pretty fun story. Right now, Bear is showing, and this looks like the army mode or one of the gang fight modes where you're...
This is all, I think, story mode.
Oh, is this story mode? Okay, yeah, so it's you and a friend that's fighting up against the baseball gang. I think they're called the Baseball Furies. But yeah, no, this is a game that I love and adore so much. It's, I would say, an underrated gem from the PS2 era. Mm-hmm. Of course, I asked the audience what they... Actually, before I even get to it, Bear, did you ever check out the Warriors?
No, I remember watching the movie a long time ago. That's the one where it's also, can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Yeah, 1,000%. Okay, yeah, that's how it starts. That's Booker T.
My stepdad was really into the movie, so I watched it at some point. But no, I never played this. And honestly, like playing it or watching it, honestly, I think for the first time, like I've always heard about the Rockstar game, but I've never seen any gameplay. This feels like the precursor to Bully specifically. I know a lot of their games have like crossover and gameplay, but because this is so brawler focus, and because Bully had to be kind of brawler focus, it really feels like the precursor in a lot of gameplay stuff. So it's pretty cool.
I can see you enjoying this as somebody who really enjoys Bully. I think picking up the Warriors, you might be pleasantly surprised. But of course, I asked the audience what you all think. You guys wanted to remember Blank, and I got quite a few write-ins about this one. So I'm going to start off with Jorn, who writes in and says, "I played it with my first girlfriend. She cheated on me, but it was a damn good game."
Damn, what a story.
I feel it.
If you can get over that and say it's a good game, that means something.
That means it's a good game.
Wait with it, you know?
Silver Linings, you know?
Ryan McQuarrie writes in and says, "This game literally changed my relationship with one of my best friends. We played games all the time together."
His girlfriend cheated on him with me, while
I was thinking that.
"We played games all the time together, but to look forward to jumping back in and hitting bad guys with ridiculous combos, over-the-top violence, in a game that reeked 70s vibe was incredible. The way the game played off the movie and used all the cheesy lines and characters to perfection, this is one movie video game that really belongs in the Video Game Hall of Fame. Shout out to the Baseball Furies and all their miming creepy bat sporting glory." Joni Vids writes in and says, "I thought, damn, being in a gang must be so cool."
Oh, no.
"While sitting on my warm home, getting my hand stuck in a Pringle can. Also, the game was fun." Alan Martinez writes in and says, "I've got fond memories of playing the Warriors with my big bro. It was like a co-op mini GTA. I love the movie, so it amplified the game experience for me. I remember playing as Rembrandt, beating up on other gangs, spray painting all over the block, and just thoroughly enjoying my time with it. I haven't played it since its original release, so my memory is based mostly on how it made me feel. The Warriors reminds me of a great game that allowed me to have a blast with my brother 20 years ago." And then Tatum216 writes in and says, "Fun game that came out of nowhere. I like the regular game, but the side missions and bonus games really made it the best." And then lastly, Jamie writes in and says, "The combat felt like it stood out. It was grounded and raw, combining grappling exchanges with striking to create a real street fight as you tackled anyone in sight. In a time before trophies, I would try to find any excuse to go back in and keep playing after rolling credits, setting my own challenges, or running through the arcade machine again. I remember replaying the scene with the Baseball Furies over and over again, seeing if I could beat them all instead of just running like you were intended to, creating a bottleneck at the top of the stairs and swinging punches while slowly being surrounded." And yeah, like, it's funny reading through all those. I identify with so much of it, right? Of like being like, all right, cool. How long can I survive against fighting against these characters, knowing that you're supposed to lose, right? Or even just enjoying the pure mechanics of it, because the fighting system is probably the thing I remember the most in terms of the gameplay of the game. It was just very solid and very fun. Of course, that is the Warriors. I want to read the script. I was like, well, no matter what, I love the memories I made with this game back in the day, and it was a pleasure to remember the Warriors.
That was a template I made to show you guys how I wanted the show to roll.
I love the memories I made with Blank.
I love the memories I made with the Warriors. Janet, I believe you're picking the game that we're remembering next week. What game are you picking?
I'm going with Blur.
Blur.
Blur. If you haven't played this racing game, I don't know why all mine are racing games, but if you haven't played this racing game, it's... Well, again, Rose Tinted Glasses is genuinely awesome. Check it out. I got mine at one point, maybe for $20 or maybe for less. Maybe it's an old sticker they left on the GameStop thing. But I'll save my other thoughts for next week.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you can write into kindoffunny.com/rememberblank to write in with your memories about Blur. Of course, I've been Blessing Adeoye Jr. That's been Greg Miller. That's been Janet Garcia. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.